Between 1925 and 1960, there was a great shift in disability services and people's perspectives. After experiencing the Great Depression, many people developed more empathy for other people's situations and realized that we all have struggles and challenges in our lives to overcome. The Council for Exceptional Children was founded in 1922 and became a force in advocating for special education. The group also conducted small studies of institutionalized populations and found that over 70% of people with intellectual disabilities had non-disabled parents, thereby disproving the earlier theory that intellectual disabilities was genetically passed down. Negative attitudes were also changing when veterans from World War I and World War II returned home with physical disabilities caused by wartime injuries. People who had been independent now required additional support to survive. These veterans were friends, neighbors, family members, and loved ones who now had disabilities. People began to realize that individuals should not be isolated or shut away because of a disability. This helped people understand that there needed to be a shift in how people with disabilities should be treated. People also started openly discussing how genetics and environment impacted development. Many academics researched nature versus nurture in human development, trying to make more progress in helping people with disabilities. Parents in Minnesota formed the ARC in the 1950s, which functioned and continues to function as an advocacy organization, service provider, and political lobbyist in the United States. Funds were allocated by Congress for small training programs and research for people with intellectual disabilities. This was a huge step in changing the treatment of persons with disabilities. Many of these programs are still around today, helping fund services and training programs for people with disabilities.